What's up, guys? Cody here. I hope all of you are doing fantastic. And if not, just sit back, relax, and listen to the podcast or watch me on YouTube. Whatever one you're doing is perfectly fine. But what am I going to talk about today? That is the question. Now, you've probably seen something in the title, but let me go into a little bit further detail here because I'm trying to condense really multiple small subjects into one big subject. So, it's what happens initially when you die, where do you go, who goes to heaven, and who goes to hell. So, pretty deep stuff here today, right? It's pretty dense. But, once again, I have received this message from the Great White Brotherhood, so it is indeed true. Check them out, thegreatwhitebrotherhood.org. They actually just came out with the fourth book. It was dictated to a man named Bob Sanders. I still need to read that. I cannot wait. So, getting into the topic here. When you first die, you will find yourself standing outside of your body. Now, you're outside of your body and you are looking at your now dead physical body, but you, the real you, hasn't actually changed. So you're still completely conscious. You can still say, "Hi, my name is Cody. I'm Cody, and I'm looking around, and I'm not dead. Obviously, I'm not dead. I'm just standing here." You're not some ghost that's just like, you know, mindlessly wandering around. So you stay conscious. The next thing that will happen is you will be greeted by somebody that you love, someone that you know, someone maybe that's been watching over you during your incarnation, and this person will lead you up to heaven. Now, the whole tunnel of light thing is actually true. So, apparently not everybody sees this tunnel of light and goes through this tunnel of light, but almost everybody does, so that's actually a real thing. So this person that you love, they approach you in a very lovingly way, so you don't feel scared. So that's one thing I want you to know too. There's no fear. You feel just total comfort and love, and it feels natural. So that's the experience. So don't be scared of it. Actually, you really should look forward to it, and I don't mean that in like a bad way. It's just, we're all gonna die, so I mean, luckily it's something good that happens, right? So anyway, you go up to this tunnel of light. Okay, now this happens with everybody. You could be a murderer, you can be a rapist, you can be a person who donated to charity and did philanthropy your whole life. It doesn't matter. At this point of the story, we all go up to heaven. That's right. We all initially go to heaven. We go to a place called Summerland. So it's like the first stopping ground that we all go to, regardless of what kind of person you are, what kind of person you've been on Earth. So we all go to this place called Summerland. It's a beautiful parkland. I don't know exactly what you do there. I don't know if you can play video games, so if that's something you're wondering about, or just any earthly things, I have no idea, but I hear it's very pretty and very pleasant. It's heaven. It's like the first level of heaven, the first stopping ground. So, you spend some time here, and once again, guys, everybody goes to heaven initially. So, you spend some time here. And I don't know how long in terms of Earth years, but you do spend time there. Now, after you acclimate and you've kind of gotten used to the idea of your new life here, you go into what's called your life review. So everyone talks about in religions that God judges you. Well, it's not true in the sense that religion says it is. So there's not some old man pointing his finger at you and condemning you for all your sins, and he's gonna cast you to hell for all of eternity to burn and suffer forever because you were a homosexual or because you stole some milk from a grocery store when you were a child or whatever else. You know, that doesn't happen. So what actually does happen is you judge yourself. So during this life review, you are accompanied by an angel or a higher being, and you watch your entire life over again. And I'm pretty sure you see only the major events, so it's not going to be in real time. You know, you're not obviously going to stand there for however long, for 80 years, and watch your entire life in real time. It's going to highlight the things you did good and the things you did bad. And what you're going to experience in this life review is how you made other people feel. So the times you were yelling at your children, yelling at your parents, yelling at the person while you were driving your car, you will experience and you will feel the emotion that you caused them to feel. And this goes the other way. When you did good things, you helped somebody, you didn't step on that bug, you walked around it. When you helped the cat that was stray, when you helped your grandma bring in the groceries, whatever, you know, any good things like that, you will also feel what you did good and how you spread positive feelings to people. So, at the end of the life review, you will basically have to decide, was the bad things that I did, or let me rephrase that, am I sorry for the bad things that I have done? If you are sorry for the bad things you've done, and you truly regret causing harm, then you will forgive yourself, and your sins will be forgiven, and you will continue on to heaven. Now, if you're a truly evil person, which apparently there really isn't that many truly evil psychopath people. It's a very small percentage, but there are still some people like that. So I just want to break away kind of for a second and say that there are a lot of people that you might picture in your head that aren't very nice, that are always grouchy. That's not an evil person. That's just maybe they've had a hard life and that type of person doesn't go to hell. Really, what I've learned is very few people actually go to hell. You have to truly be a psychopath because, like I said, in that life review, you experience the harm. You experience the emotions of the people you harmed or the animals you harmed. And if you're in that life review and you don't feel sorry for that and you actually feel happy and you have pride and you just are prideful of what you did to accomplish your agenda, then you're going to have to take a trip to hell. And that sucks, obviously. Now, as far as what hell is, I will probably make a separate video on that. But there are different areas of hell. Now, hell is actually in the same area that heaven's in because it's controlled by angels. Now, it's sort of like a correctional place. So it's not totally disconnected. So when you're in hell, you don't stay there for all of eternity. You stay there as long as you basically need to stay there. So you kind of have to make that decision. If you're a person in hell, nobody wants you to be there in heaven. Nobody wants that. You're a fellow human like everybody else. Angels want what's good for you. God wants what's best for you. He doesn't want to see you in hell. So while you're in hell, angels frequently come to try to help you. And if you accept their help, then you can rise back above and go into the light. So that pretty much wraps up the whole dying process and where you go, who goes to hell. Now, as far as what hell is like, all I'm going to say in this video is it gets darker and darker in a spiritual sense, the further you go down. So I imagine there's lots of different places you can go, but I'll just save the details. I'll make a video just about that, because the Great White Brotherhood has released information and they discuss the kind of how it is in hell, but it's not the fiery pit that the Bible says. It's more of just a unhappy place, a place where if me or you went there right now and there's no monsters or demons or anything, if we're just standing there, just the very fact of existing there, you just feel bad. So it's just a place full of bad emotions. While as heaven is the total opposite. You can just be sitting in a chair and feel amazing. So, yeah, guys. That's what happens when you die. It is definitely not something that any of us want to look to experience. I mean, we want to stay alive for as long as we can. That's just in our nature. That's why we're here. But you can kind of take away from this a little peace of mind that when you do die, it's not a bad thing. So you don't have to be scared. It's just one other thing to cross off the list of being scared of, because you'll actually end up going to a very happy place. All right, guys, I'm going to end it there, and I'll see you, and you'll hear me, in the next one. Bye.